This program was made possible by Brelundi, authentic Italian cuisine in Waltham, Massachusetts.
WNTN Radio, bentornati a Italieco. So our guest today is Rodolfo Viscomi, Grand Lodge President of the Order Sons and Daughters of Italy. Benvenuto.
Grazie. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk a little bit about Sons and Daughters of Italy in America.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, tell us about the mission of Sons and Daughters and the charitable organizations that you support here in the state of Massachusetts and nationwide.
The mission of the Order Sons and Daughters of Italy is to organize all the people from Italian birth or Italian descent to permeate our Italian culture, not only throughout the state of Massachusetts, but throughout the U.S. of A. Our charitable organizations are Coolis Anemia Foundation, Cancer Research, Autism, and Relief Funds. Even the Relief Funds in Italy, we actually sent quite a bit of money during the last earthquake in Aquila a few years back. Hopefully we don't have to do that very often. So just to talk a little bit about Coolis Anemia, which has been our major charity. Coolis Anemia is also known as a Mediterranean anemia or thalassemia, which is the Greek word for disease of the sea. It is a blood disorder that is predominantly amongst people of the Mediterranean area. And children that are born with that disease a few years back didn't have an opportunity to really beyond the age of five. Since treatment has taken place and the Order's Sons and Daughters of Italy have actually found research to come up with a treatment. Our longest living individual at this time is 52 years of age.
Thank you so much. And let's go back to the origins of this fine organization. How did Sons and Daughters of Italy come about?
Sons and Daughters of Italy was organized by Dr. Vincent Solaro and five of his compatriots back in 1905. I believe it was June 22nd, 1905. In Little Italy, New York. It was found to help Italian immigrants that moved from Italy to this country between the 1800s and the 1900s to really assimilate into the American lifestyle. They actually were taught how to speak English. They were taught how to become American citizens. It was more also of an insurance company where they were integrated even into purchasing home and most of all, really to find work in those days. If you came to this country back then and you didn't know the English language, it was very difficult to start a new life. So this is how the organization began and how it was put in place.
Grazie, Rodolfo Viscomi. How can one become a member of Sons and Daughters of Italy? What are the requirements to be eligible?
They're very simple. So you either have to be born in Italy or you have to have Italian heritage in you. You could be of second and third, fourth generation. You could be married to an Italian. You can go to our website, fill in an application. You do need a sponsor, and normally it's not really difficult to find one. You could be sworn in to be a member of the Order's Sons and Daughters of Italy in America. It's that simple.
Fantastic. That's easy.
I should also add that non-Italian descent or anybody from any other part of the world could also become a member, but they can only be social members and not full members. So this bylaw was changed back in 2016, and they actually have the ability now to really partake in all the functions that we have within the organization. They can even run for some offices, but they can never become president. It's almost like the same rule that applies to the US of A, if you're not born in this country, you can never become an American president.
Right. Giusto. And what are the upcoming events in the Boston area? What are also the future goals and plans for Sons and Daughters of Italy?
So there are actually quite a few events. So we have, so the umbrella is the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts. Right below the Grand Lodge, we have approximately 57 filial lodges, and every lodge has events throughout the course of the year. They, especially during October, as Italian Heritage Month, obviously our Christmas and New Year's parties, our spring festivals. All of these functions are listed on the website. By the way, if people are interested to go and look on the website, that address is www.osia.org. And they can find lodges by location. So they click on Massachusetts, but if you happen to live down the South Shore, we have lodges in Hingham, we have lodges in Weymouth, we have lodges in Rockport. And they can see on the calendar the events that really take place. So we kind of, the Grand Lodge kind of guides and works with every lodge to put these functions together, and we help them advertise. So and national this past year, a new group was launched. It's called FOTO, FOTO, which stands for Future of the Order. And in Massachusetts, we were the first ones to held a seminar back in February 17th at the Lodge Piave Fiume in Watertown, where a new groups of young people between the ages of 21 and 40 are getting together and recruit other individuals of the same age group. They are given an opportunity to share life experiences. They have the opportunity to really learn about Italy and the Italian culture and our heritage. So this is going to be interesting. As with any other organization in the United States of America, membership is dwindling down, and we are no exception. So our goal has become to begin to recruit new members so that we can be around for the next 119 years. We are a 119-year-old organization, so we wanted to continue to be around for quite more few years to come. So that's a really exciting initiative that we have come up with and put in place. So I am confident that's going to help us recruit many, many individuals of Italian heritage, maybe even a fifth and sixth generation. They haven't even heard about us until this time.
Wonderful, meraviglioso. And finally, we would like to know more about you. So you are a polyglot. How many languages can you speak?
I can speak four languages. So my college years got me interested in learning foreign languages. So obviously, I spoke Italian when I first came here, and I had studied French in Italy, and I continued to study it here. And I majored in French literature and with a minor in Spanish and culture. So I can speak four languages, obviously English too, because I needed to learn that first. And Italian came by growing up, but I also studied it as well. So
Complimenti. So thank you so much for joining us today. È stato un piacere.
grazie mille.